Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Share our passion for life on 657 AM. 657 AM.
Hello, 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 and welcome back to the second hour of Heart to Heart. That's Wednesday's edition of Heart to Heart. Definitely a different voice. I'm Lukom Kwediphuthi, and it's a busy one. Remember, we are broadcasting live from the Gallagher Convention Center, and this is the Smart World Procurement Exhibition that's taking place, hosted by APSA. And with me right about now, I've got Nomalanga Makwe. Good afternoon, Nomalanga, and welcome to Radio Pulpit.
Good afternoon, Phuthi. It's lovely to be with you guys today.
Lovely to have me. Lovely to have you, actually. Almost feels like I'm hosted by you right now. And she's coming from Mosholu. Is that how you pronounce it?
Correct. It's Mosholu.
Mosholu. And why Mosholu? What's that name?
Mosholu means smooth rocks in Indian native. The Indian natives that are from America, South of America.
Okay, so you are the CEO of Mosholu.
Yes.
Maybe let's start. You're the perfect person to ask this. What is your company about, basically, and where did it all begin?
All right. I'll start with where it all began. It was around COVID, when I was not working anymore, and I was just sitting at home. I was working for this one corporate company as a contractor, and I got laid off.
Okay.
However, my services were still required by small businesses to support them on the database of this particular company, which is was SAP Ariba. So while I was still at home, I would get those requests. Then I was handpicked by Sasol to be part of their enterprise supply development. So we went through that whole process so that we can get all our paperwork in order. And we were developed by ESD. Then Mosholu was born.
Wow. So what exactly does Mosholu do? Maybe help us understand these services that you offer to these SMEs.
Mosholu is business networks.
Oh.
Yes. We deal with networking for small businesses in their space. Businesses that are startups.
All right.
Businesses that want to filter in the space for procurement.
Oh.
Businesses that they still need support.
Mm.
That's where we come in. We assist them with their compliance.
Okay.
And then we'll also help them to be part and parcel of SAP Ariba. SAP Ariba is a global company.
I was about to ask because I'm hearing it for the second time.
Yes, it's a global company. And however, on that very, very particular platform, the gap is using the system. It has a lot of challenges. It doesn't have challenges, but people are just don't find it easier to assist.
Okay.
Then we come in as a help desk for SMMEs. We assist them with invoicing. We assist them with their RFQs. You know, that's where we actually bridge the gap.
So you can actually say that layoff in 2020 was a blessing in disguise.
God came through for Mosholu.
Yeah.
God really came through for Mosholu. And Mosholu is for the people. It's a business, honestly, that is part of God. God has been our pillar in this space. You know, every door that has been opened, he has been the leader of us in this business. Yes.
Absolutely love it. And so, is it fair to say what you're doing is similar to what's happening here today, but it's an ongoing thing where you make sure that you help these companies actually get their word out there?
Yes. What is happening here at Smart Procurement is what Mosholu is actually doing in our space as well, like on a continuous base where we continuously engage and support SMMEs in these spaces. You know, our small businesses, they really need the support.
Yeah.
There's a gap there, and Mosholu, I mean, has been there for them. You know, we travel to Ekangala, we have a team in Secunda, we have a team in Sasolburg as well.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a walk-in space at Sasol ESD where we support our SMMEs.
Mm.
You know, Sasol ESD is very passionate about small business procurement, small business development.
Okay.
And there's been a lot of positive feedback and they are doing exceptionally well. They've done exceptionally well for Mosholu as well.
Yeah, I think it would also be kind of unfair for me to ask why you're here today. I've been asking that question quite a lot, but I think it's so evident. You're here to bring word out, I'm guessing, to say, hey, this, let this continue. So maybe let me ask it, why is it so important for you to be here?
It's important for us to be here because we want to network with other businesses. We want to grow in our own space.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, networking with other people, it's growth for you as
yeah.
a person. I mean, AI is big now.
Of course.
You know, you have to always evolve as a business.
Exactly.
You need to keep up with the latest trends.
Mm.
I mean, there's a lot of procurement businesses that are doing amazing here
yeah.
that we also want to partner with them,
of
and
course.
We are excited for those engagements.
Wow. Thank you so much, Nomalanga. How do we reach out to you guys before I let you go? Because I'm almost certain there are small businesses that could do with your services right now.
Yes. You're welcome to reach out to my email address. It's mm-hmm. nomalanga.makwe@mosholu, spelled M-O-S for sugar, H-O-L for lima U dot co.za.
Mm-hmm.
My contact number is 079-501-4735. My LinkedIn account, it's Nomalanga Makwe. You can send me a message there and I will definitely respond.
Wow, thank you so much, Nomalanga. I really appreciate your time and the great work that you do for our SMEs.
Thank you so much. Thank you for the interview.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith and love on 657 AM. Share the love. Share the truth. Share the life on 657 AM.
Passionate about God. Passionate about people. Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za to listen to your favorite station 24 hours a day.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love on 657 AM.